The letters AIG aren't too popular right now, but the insurance giant has at least one positive thing associated with its name. It sponsors British soccer team Manchester United. The team sells replica shirts to fans all over the world, all bearing the AIG logo. The world's Alex Galifant has more.
The three letters AIG sit across the chests of some of the world's most famous soccer players. Now, you might think that would dent Manchester United's image, but one soccer watcher says the team's fans aren't too worried about the association.
As long as they keep winning, I don't think they're really going to care about their corporate image.
That's Lawrence Witherington. He spent much of his childhood in Manchester. Now he's with the magazine Smart Money, based in New York, and the situation looks a bit different from there.
I think a lot of Americans still look at it and say, how can this team blazon this logo across their chest? But I don't think it's quite as simple as that. I mean, obviously the deal was done a long time ago before anyone knew about what was going to happen in the world of finance.
Oh, those pesky contracts that can't be broken. In any case, AIG's deal with Manchester United expires next year.
The logo won't be there forever, and Manchester United will move on and probably, unfortunately, keep winning.
Why do you say unfortunately?
Well, I'm a Liverpool fan. Growing up in Manchester as a Liverpool fan, I learned to loathe them very much. But then my own team, Liverpool, just recently signed a new deal with Bank of America.
Ah.
It's the nature of the game. In order to succeed, it's all about money.
But in soccer, at least, everyone knows the rules.